In this episode, Amal Germazi talks about Son of the Nile, the river and the Aswan High Dam in Yusuf Shaheen cinema. Amal Germazi is a musicologist, musician, and an Arab music expert. She works in France and in the US, and she is a specialist on the music in the movies of Yusuf Shaheen, one of the masters of the Egyptian cinema. Here, she tells the troubled story of a movie that was commissioned by the Egyptian government to Yusuf Shaheen to celebrate the technical cooperation between Egypt and the Soviet Union for the construction of the Aswan High Dam. But the movie made by Shaheen turned out to be quite different from what the Egyptian and the Soviet governments were expecting.
The story begins in the 1960s. Gamal Abdel Nasser, the iconic president of Egypt, wants to embark on a pharaonic project that would embody his dream of a new, modern, and independent nation. The task will be the construction of the High Aswan Dam, aiming at better controlling the Nile's waters to boost agriculture production in addition to generating electricity. Nasser understands also very well the impact of cinema in post-colonial Egypt and engages in supporting massive film productions to accompany his projects. Previously, in fact, in 1963, the president funds Saladin, a movie directed by Yusuf Shaheen, celebrating the retake of Jerusalem from 12th century crusaders. A story with clear resonances to the tumultuous present. Indeed, released and projected only a few years after the tripartite attack on Egypt by France, the UK, and Israel, following the nationalization of the Suez Canal by Nasser, Saladin aspires to incarnate this new dream of the winning unified Arab nation in its fight against imperialism. After the immense success of the film, the Soviet Union requests from Shaheen to make another movie, celebrating this time the inauguration of the Aswan Dam and promoting the collaboration between the two socialist states. We are in 1964, in the midst of the Cold War, a period in which controlling the political discourse is of utmost importance, leading the two co-producing countries to dictate their guidelines to the film director. Supporting archival and documental videos spanning the dam's construction period were provided to Shaheen, amongst other supervisory actions. Let's watch the opening credits of the movie, and you will see also how music in it is orchestral and solemnal, expressing the glory of a new socialist era. This first version of Once Upon a Time, the Nile, An-Nil wal-Hayat in Arabic, which literally means Nile and life. This version is banned. Perceived more like a nostalgic and melancholic fiction on the Nubian region, the movie is deemed too personal and off-subject and is hence forbidden by its own sponsors. Indeed, Shaheen willingly disobeyed officials' recommendations to eventually make a more personal film that shows, with more fidelity perhaps, the real emotional place the Nile occupies in peasants' lives. By doing so, he dilutes the initial geopolitical intention into a poetic and lyrical work emptied from any propagandist agenda. In the end, Moscow, relayed in Cairo, bans the first version of the film. The negative is destroyed, completely destroyed. And Shaheen is summoned to remake the entire film with a new script and new cast of actors. The second version, renamed Those People of the Nile and Nesuan Nil, is a film that Youssef Shaheen himself disowns a few years later. Remarkably, the first version of the film, Once Upon a Time the Nile, is thought to have completely disappeared. But in the 70s, Shaheen sends the one and only positive copy secretly to Paris in a diplomatic bag to be handed to Henri Langlois, founder of the French Cinémathèque. 25 years later, the original work will be entirely restored in France for a new release in 1999. This founding disagreement around the depiction of the dam and the Nile will be the first time that Shaheen is personally confronted to the censorship. After a sincere engagement alongside Nasser's ideals, Shaheen turns his back to the regime and becomes a virulent critic of the one-party system. His cinema changes too, growing closer to the only thing that matters and deserves to be defended, Egypt and its suffering workers and peasants. Shaheen will continue to celebrate the Nile. In fact, only 1 year after Those People of the Nile, he produces The Land, a film considered by many critics as one of the best Egyptian movies of all times. In it, he pays tribute once again to his beloved river, the only reason for life in this arid desert. The Nile is not simply a source of food, it is a source of dignity and pride for the millions of villagers who live along its banks. Shaheen understands this very well, carefully portraying this dimension in its films, music, and lyrics, such as in El Ard El Awad Shana, an emotional and tragic musical theme which punctuates the tragic story. El Ard El Awad Shana, if the land is thirsty, nirwiha bidimana, we will irrigate it with our blood. Ya Ard El Gudud, O land of Ancestors, يا سبب الوجود, you are our reason for being. حنوفي العهود بروحنا نجود وعمرك ما تبدي عطشانة. We sacrifice ourselves to so that you are never thirsty. عهد علينا أمانة تصبح بالخير مليانة. الأرض لو عطشانة نرويها بدمانة. عهد علينا أمانة تصبح بالخير مليانة. يا أرض الجدود يا سبب الوجود, حنروي العهود بروحنا نجود وعمرك ما تبدي عطشانة. In his melodies, the filmmaker also celebrates the many gifts of this holy river, with of course cotton as the main, the country's main resource until 1973 on top. He references the famous popular song Nawarti Otni Nil while showing peasants harvesting this crop. Nawarti Otni Nil, O blooming cotton of the Nile, يا حلاوة عليك يا جميل, oh sweet and beautiful. اجمعوا يا بنات النيل يلا, harvest all girls of the Nile, of the Nile. ده ملوش مثيل قطن ما شاء الله, there is nothing like our cotton ما شاء الله.
Nile Pop is brought to you by the project Open Water Diplomacy, Media, Science and Transboundary Cooperation in the Nile Basin. The project has been supported by the Water and Development Partnership Program, coordinated by IHE Delft and funded by the Dutch Ministry of Foreign Affairs. A special thanks goes to the Rijksmuseum van Oudheden in Leiden for hosting the Nile Pop event in the evening of February 22 in 2020. That event has been organized in collaboration with Zenobia Foundation and with the Africa 2020 workshop, The Nile, Inclusion and Exclusion over a Transboundary Resource. All the presentations, recordings, music and poetry of Nile Pope are published in a special issue of the journal Bridging Humanities at the address nilepope.bridginghumanities.com. Don't miss them. I'm Emanuele Fantini from IHE Delft. Thanks for listening to Nile Pope, music, poetry and stories on a shared river.